The topic which I have chosen for this evening is what generally people ask us in the form of a question, how we can make our spiritual efforts at a rapid pace. And Baba has been saying that we should attain the angelic stage, we should have the subtle stage and completely transform ourselves within the limited time we have at our disposal, what we can do. Baba has many expectations from us, but when we check our stage, we find that there are many things which are lacking. So, it makes us think, what are the methods which we should adopt? What should our approach be? Our strategy be? So that we are satisfied with our own spiritual effort. And in this topic, I will put emphasis on certain things. And I think that whatever I will be saying is not completely new. It is just a form of a checklist, you can say. Baba has been saying already so many things in Murlis. And just collected some things from Murli. And I will be doing a sort of recapitulation before you. Now, first of all, the first part I would take up is, what should our spiritual efforts be based upon? To what things we should pay our utmost attention? So, I have made just a small list of them, and I will share that with you. Baba has been saying very often, that for our spiritual efforts, for reaching our goal, for improving our spiritual stage, we should always keep Baba's example before us. This is what we sometimes miss. We do not always keep Baba's ways of tackling the problems and facing the situations. We know about Baba's biography, we have heard from senior sisters and brothers, under what situations, how Baba acted. But we ourselves fail in times of those situations to follow Baba. And therefore, I will give first importance, foremost importance to this, that we always must have Baba's life before us, what Baba would have done under particular situations. At all our centers we have Baba's photograph. But do we have that in our mind? And do we keep that before us when there are certain confusing situations, certain problematic situations? So, what happens generally is that we begin to follow our other sisters and brothers. Since they are incomplete, they have yet many shortcomings in them, and we take notice of them. And therefore, we have a false satisfaction that if we also lack in certain good qualities, so what? Because others are also not much ahead of us. So, this makes our progress slow, our efforts slack. And I therefore would say that since Baba is the one who attained perfection, the first of us all, we should therefore always try to follow him. This is Baba's first commandment, first principle of Shrimad. And what generally we do is there are certain sisters and brothers, and I think until the end there will always be some such sisters and brothers who are slack in their efforts, who are not very attentive to their final goal. They do not make full-fledged and sincere efforts. So, very often we take notice of the shortcomings in them, rather than take notice of the good qualities of our senior sisters and brothers. So this again gives us a setback. We are unable to go ahead. The reason being that not only we not follow Baba, but we also do not follow the senior sisters and brothers. And even if at times we see the senior sisters and brothers, we see the shortcoming in them rather than the good qualities or virtues in them. So if we really are interested in making rapid progress and attaining our angelic stage, I think the next important thing would be always to keep before us those brilliant sisters and brothers, shining stars in this divine family, whom Baba gives so much affection, so much love, of whom Baba generally talks, how they have made a rapid progress, how they have become better instruments for divine service. And instead of that, we have the habit, the negative habit, as we had before we entered into the portals of this institution, of noticing whatever is bad in others. What is meditation? In meditation, we generally remind ourselves of our positive qualities, our original nature, that I am peaceful, blissful, loveful, pure, and so on. If now I do the reverse process and begin to think this person, that person, and the other person has this negative trait, that bad quality, and so on, it is a process which is inimical and opposed to meditation. So if meditation gives me peace and bliss and transforms me and takes me back to my original nature, you could well imagine what this negative thinking would lead me to. I would become worse day by day. So when some sisters and brothers say that when they first came to the institution, their progress was very quick. They were making efforts at a rapid pace. But as time passed on, their efforts became slow. The reason is that at that time, they had the impression that all in this institution are becoming angels. They have the divine qualities in them. But as they came in touch with others, saw their behavior, and had an experience of the sanskaras of others, then perhaps their image of others changed and they began to think that they were under the wrong impression, that others still have some negativity. Maybe there is a brother who has been in this institution for 15, 20, 25 years and still he has the negative trait of anger. Now I would begin to think that I have just been in this institution for a year or so. So if this person has not been able to give up anger for the last 15 years, so how does it matter in my case? So this, I think, is self-deception. We are deceiving ourselves. We have therefore to give up this habit. And I have to think always, whether others change or do not change, I have to change. Baba says that you are the founding pillars of the golden aged world. The golden aged world rests upon your efforts. And therefore you should consider your responsibility and understand that it is beneficial for you personally and also for the new world order that we are going to establish, that you should change yourself. Rather than see that since this person is not changing, so why should I change? Generally, I think some kinds of disputes between sisters and brothers, disunity or lack of cordiality is because of this. When they say that the other person with whom they have to deal is not changing, so why the seniors are putting pressure on him to change? Why don't they put pressure on the other fellow to change? So I think this is not the right way of thinking, not the right approach to the problem. Because we have come here voluntarily after a lot of thinking and after having our goal clearly before us that we are to change. And when we say we are to change, let me add the phrase, whether the others change or they don't change, I have to change. So if this is my attitude, then only I can change. Then Baba has been saying that there should be a realization. If we commit certain mistakes, if there are certain shortcomings in us, we should not try to rationalize them. Simply because we will be losing our image if we confess that these are the shortcomings in us. If this is what we do, then we can't make any improvement upon in ourselves. So the first thing is that I should realize that this is a weak point in me and I have to remove my these weaknesses and go ahead, march forward. So, and with this realization, I have to have determination. Resolve, strong resolve, strong thought, strong willpower behind it, that I have to change. Come what may, whatever the obstacles, whatever the hurdles, whatever the problems, they are not just for me to make an excuse, but I have to cross them over and to reach my goal, changing myself. This is for my own benefit. So I must have this kind of a attitude towards my self-change or self-transformation. Without that, I can't go further. Then sometimes it so happens that we are not able to perform well, not able to do things of as high standard as Baba demands. We may have little bit of anger, little bit of greed, little bit of other vices, little bit of other negativities. And we may say, as they say in Hindi, chalta hai. Chalta hai. It works. We can go with it. So we should not lower our standards. Don't say chalta hai, it doesn't matter, as if it doesn't matter. It can work. This man is little bit angry, that person also has little bit greed, the other one also has some kind of shortcomings. So if these are there in my case, ye chalta hai. It can work. It won't work. If I really want to go into the golden age world and to become the world sovereign, to become a deity from an ordinary human being, from rags to riches, if this is my goal, and I want to become dear and near to Baba, then I can't say, chalta hai, you see. In Hindi, very often when a person is not able to perform well, they always say, chalta hai, let it go. It doesn't matter much, you see. Don't say, chalta hai. And the other thing is, as Baba has been saying, that love is the force which brings rapid transformation in ourselves. Without deep love for Baba, deep love for divine qualities, deep love for the yogi way of life, deep love for service, for the well-being of others, the transformation cannot be rapid. However much I may desire, it will remain always an unfulfilled dream. If I really want to make quick progress, the best solution is, first of all, as Baba says, lagan mein magan, you see, to be absorbed in Baba's love, to dive deep into Baba's remembrance and Baba's love. Yoga is the greatest spiritual process which brings quick transformation in ourselves. Without, and what is yoga? At times when we asked Baba, how he will define yoga. He gave many definitions of yoga in different contexts. Sometimes he would say, yoga is a love link with God. He would say it is a purposeful love link with God. We have a purpose, we have an aim and object. And to fulfill that purpose, we have a link with God. And it is not merely link, not mere concentration. It is a loveful link. This word loveful is very important. As we underline certain words in sentences, this is something to be written in bold letters. That if we dive deep into Baba's love, then only we will find great transformation in ourselves. If we are stuck up somewhere, not making much progress, if you just go into your problem, deep into your problem, you will find that the main reason is that our yoga is weak. And why yoga is weak? You are trying to stabilize your mind. You know Shiv Baba. You know Paramdham. Now you know the self as an entity different from the body. You know what you are supposed to do when you practice meditation or yoga. Then why is it that you find difficult to do the yoga in practice? It is because that love is missing. So the link is missing. You are just trying to establish, but you are not able to get at that. So this is very essential, unless and until we have that love. And Baba again says that the nearest stage to yoga is of silence. What happens when we are in meditation? Our mind is quietened. This is what happens. And we do not speak at that time. We are detached from the body. So when we are detached from the body and are in silence in all the ways, then we are nearest to the stage of yoga. So we should practice this. What happens actually in our life is that most of the time we are talking or listening. And even if we are not talking and not listening, our mind is always talking. Mind is not silent. It is seeing images. It is talking to somebody. There are some pictures in our mind and they never cease. One after the other, they continue on the screen of the mind. So if we are not able to silence the mind, we are not able to practice meditation perfectly well. So the more we practice silence, sit alone, and not only alone from the external environment point of view, that there is no other person sitting by our side, but also that there is no picture in our mind of any human being, of any embodied being. And we are not having thoughts of this material world. We are away from the world. We are in the world, yet away from the world. In other sense, our mind is in Paramdham, though our body is here. The more we practice while walking, while doing other work, during other hours of the day, then we will find that we are able to practice meditation better. And if we can practice that deep meditation, that is really what can bring the fundamental change and break the crust that has settled on our soul, so that the soul can shine in its original form. So this is very essential. And if we speak, whenever we speak, when there is need to speak, Baba says, speak less and speak sweet words. So this again is an instruction. Since we violate these instructions, we are not good yogis. Our yoga is not perfect. Baba is not satisfied with the quality of our yoga. We ourselves are also not satisfied with the quality of our yoga. That being the reason. And then Baba says, you are master knowledgeful, master peaceful, master blissful. We are children of Shiv Baba. And as beloved children of Shiv Baba, we are masters of all these. Therefore, always have this kind of an awareness am Master Knowledgeful, Master Peaceful, Master Willful, Blissful, Master Almighty. If you want to change from ordinary to extraordinary, from mundane to super mundane, from worldly to divine, this is the way. Without this you can't change. The process of change is hinged on this. It is based on this, that you have now this kind of awareness, not worldly awareness, not that I am of this world, but though I am in this world, I am of another world, of another father, who is the father of the soul, and who have certain qualities, which are my inheritance, my birthright, which I get from him. These are my original qualities also. So I should always have that kind of heightened awareness of my being the master. You see, when you talk to some people, supposing you have some work with some bureaucrat, some officer in government, you go to him and ask something to be done, and you are a businessman, you have to do certain things in connection with others. You have always the consciousness that you are a human being. This is ordinary consciousness. This is not the consciousness of a yogi. Baba says, you are my special children. Therefore, have this consciousness that I am a special person. Baba says that you are a special person. God is truth. What God says cannot be false. It cannot be untrue. So, if we have faith in Baba, this also is a point that relates to our faith in him. We should have unmitigable, unmoving faith in him, that I am a special person and these are my birthrights. I have certain qualities in me and I am master in respect of those qualities. So, this kind of awareness should be heightened in me. Master Knowledgeful, Master Peaceful, Master Blissful, and so on. And then Baba says, ups and downs will come in life. Loss and gain, these are occurrings in life. Such events always take place in the life of a person. Someone will praise you. Another one may insult you. Someone may deal very nicely with you. Another person may deal very roughly with you. So these sorts of things, ebbs and tides, they will come in your life. But always remember drama. We cannot become a good yogi and we cannot change. Anger will come back again. Greed will come back again. All these vices will come back again when these difficult situations come back again. And if I don't remember that this is drama. In drama, there are always surprises. There is always struggle. There are always ups and downs. Without that, it is not a drama, you see. Otherwise, it will be a joyless drama. You won't enjoy this drama. A drama must have all these rise and fall, gain and loss, and so on. So think that it is drama, and it is in the very nature of this world order or this world drama that these things will come. And so they be as they are. Let them be. Don't get disturbed. On the other hand, be witness to them. Enjoy them. They are for your entertainment. And cross them. A hero has to face all these. And when he passes through all these traumas and tragedies and ups and downs, then in the end he is declared as hero or a villain, whatever he actually plays the role of. We have therefore to always have the firm faith in drama. If we don't have the firm faith in drama, then there will be depression, tension, worry, anxiety, so many other things. We can't be good yogis, and naturally our transformation cannot be rapid. And then we must always have the focus, our concentration, our attention on divine qualities. Every situation has many solutions. there are alternatives always. You can set certain things right by becoming angry, by attacking a person. You can also enter into negotiation with him and have some sort of agreement. It's another alternative. The other is that you suffer a loss, you don't mind. So there are many alternatives, many solutions to solving a particular problem. Different people have different approach. They employ different solutions. You should judge what you are going to do. And when you decide what you are going to do, your point of decision should be based on your judgment whether the solution you are employing has divine quality in it or it has the devilish quality in it. Is it that you are going to be violent, which is a demoniacal quality, or is it that you are going to be loveful and harmonious, friendly? Which way you are going to adopt? There may be both these solutions. In the second kind of solution, you may perhaps have to wait. You have to have patience. You have to bear the sufferings, to tolerate. So toleration, patience and non-violence, and all these are divine qualities. So you should always decide, well, this path has got the divine qualities. So Baba has said that we should adopt this path because our goal is divine. So our path has also to be divine. Not that our end should be only divine, but our means also have to be divine. In order to attain good ideals, we have to have the good ways, not the bad ways, which are the wrong ways. So our attention should always be on divine qualities, because various thoughts will come in our mind. And some thoughts would be negative because we have that kind of sanskara from our past life. We will think that this is Kali Yuga, Iron Age. So if I just become peaceful and calm, don't try to overawe and make this man fearful, if we don't put pressure on him and frighten him, challenge him, then perhaps the work won't be done. It is not golden age after all that I should be peaceful. In this world things can be done only in this way, where might is right, not that right is might. So let me adopt might. So I may think like that because that is my sanskara, you see, of the past. But put a full stop to it. It is a waste thought, a negative thought, a leakage. Baba has been asking us to stop the wastage, the leakage, the negative. And I can do this by just employing my judgment, which now has in it the difference between the divine qualities and the demoniacal qualities. And always choose between these two paths. Maybe that if you adopt this Kali Yugi, iron-aged way, the success comes easily, the problem is solved quickly, and you perhaps think this is the best way. But you will find it is not the best way. After some time, that problem again will come to you. It will be complicated, you see, and you will be unable to face it. The very first thing that should get set in our mind is, vices can never make a better world. Vices can never solve our problems finally, completely. It may appear that our problems disappear for some time. But let me not forget that this is for a short while, and after some time those problems will bounce upon me again in a greater and more violent way. I will have to face them. There never has been any man in the world from Kapar Yuga onward up till today. You take the history books of the world and tell me which character, which actor, which person in world's history adopted the wrong ways, the negative ways, and attained certain situations, certain solutions to problems. Even today when we are employing certain solutions to world problems, we find that the problems are getting aggravated. They are multiplying. We may be able to press them and push them under the carpet for some time. But it is not that they have vanished. They are very much there. We may forget about them, but they are there. Maybe we push them back, put them on the back burner. But never do they vanish. So let this idea be very firm in my mind. Negative ways are never the solutions. And negative ways will always complicate the situations. They will make them worse. So therefore, always have your attention on divine qualities, because that is only the possible way, the best way. And when we say that the soul has mind, it has intellect, it has will, it has memory, so on, how we should use them if we want to make rapid progress. Now take for example mind, the thoughts. There should be no confusion, you see. Much of our problems are there because our mind is confused. And we complicate problems because of our confusion. There is no clarity of mind. Is there anything in spiritual knowledge which is not yet clear to me? Is there any confusion? People say that the world cycle is billions of years. Once upon a time there was a big bang. And this is how the world originated. The cosmos originated. And then in the primordial soup that there was an amoeba, a unicellular body. And from that amoeba to monkey to man, this is how the world evolved. And my ancestors, my predecessors were monkeys. And descended from monkeys and apes. So, how come that Brahma Kumaris say that we are descended from better human beings, divine human beings, whereas the modern history books say that man used to live in caves and he was a hunter-gatherer. So is there any confusion still, you see? Not only on this point, similarly on other points. All people saying that the soul is in the heart, and we say the soul is in the head. Whether it is in the heart or the head, you see, that is the problem. So let me be clear. Because if their human behavior is based on his beliefs, if the beliefs are wrong, our behavior will be wrong. You tell me of a person whose behavior is wrong without his beliefs being wrong. There is some kind of a difference somewhere in his beliefs. They have gone wrong somewhere. Therefore, Baba says, very few people know knowledge as it is. Very few people recognize me as I am. Who I am, you see. If I really understand very clearly who is Baba, what he is, what is drama, what is my nature, my spiritual identity, so on, very clearly, without confusion, then rest assured my progress will be very quick. If I understand really the time left is very short, Baba has been warning me, and my sanskaras are of this type, so much effort is needed for transforming them. There is no confusion about it. I can't sleep over this. I can't overlook the problem. I would get awareness of it. And I would set working on it. I would try to attain it. Whatever I want to attain. But my sleep, Baba has been very often saying, albelapan. Albelapan in many murlis. Carelessness. Carelessness. We are careless. Baba says, become cheerful and careful. Careful and cheerful. You see, cheerful, not cheerful. I am cheerful at this moment. Cheerful. Now you are cheerful. Yes. Cheerful and careful. Become this. Then only you are able to achieve your goal. So, I must keep this in my mind, that there should be no confusion in my thoughts. Similarly, in intellect, have you understood? Have you really understood? Baba asks very often, "Acha bache samjhe?" My dear children, do you understand? We say, yes, we understand. Then, if we understand, why does Baba ask us? You see, Baba is Trikaldarshi. He knows that we don't understand, you see. Therefore, He comes again and again to make us understand. There is something left yet in our understanding so that He has to come again and tell us again, you see. Something wrong with our head. So we have to set it right. If I really understand, then there are many stages of understanding. If I have understood, I really recognize, identify the problem. I really identify the problem. What am I supposed to do? Do I understand what am I supposed to do? Who I am? What am I expected to do? If I really understand this, then what have I decided about it? Have I decided about it? If I have decided about it, then I must have made some plan about it. If I have made no plan about it, it means I have not decided yet. When you want to go to Mount Abu, you have decided that you want to go to Mount Abu. Then you go in for your bookings. If you are not going in for your bookings, you don't fix the date. It means you have not decided to go as yet. It's very clear. It means still you are employing your mind to resolve the problem. So when you have understood very clearly, and then the result should be a step forward, you should move, then you must decide. And when you decide, you must make the plan. You must do whatever you want to do. Then our progress would be very quick. And then the will. The first was the thought, that is mind. The other was the judgment, the intellect. And then the other is the will, the desire. What kind of desires I have? Of name and fame, of good things of this worldly life, of sightseeing, of moving, of tourism, visiting places and persons, just for fun's sake, you see. Having some goods which are in fashion, and what sort of, I want name and fame, what are my desires? My desires depend upon my decision. When you go to the market, you decide what you are going to purchase. The market is full of so many things. You carry with you as much money as you require some purchasing. And therefore, your attention is on that from where you can have it. You see. So if you have decided what are your desires, it is the desires which lead us astray from our path. So if we really have the minimum desires, and those desires are noble desires, divine desires, which Baba permits us, then our progress will be quick. If otherwise we have the worldly desires and many of them, then our energy will fritter away, our time will go waste, our mind cannot be collected, we won't be able to concentrate our mind, our yoga cannot be of good quality. And so far as the remembrance is concerned, another spiritual ability of the soul, whether I am able to retain retentivity. I learn so many things, but the question is, do I forget them as soon as I learn, or do I retain them? If certain things come to my knowledge, I understand them, but after some time I easily forget, so that when I really need that information, it has slipped from my memory. So it is no use. Retention is a very great power, to keep things in mind, to hold them. And not only to hold them, but to make use of the proper things at the proper times. These two abilities are very important in yoga, in spiritual life, and in worldly life. In worldly life also, if we don't remember certain things, important things in life, and forget them when the time comes to make use of them, then we fail. Just think of a student who has learned algebra and geometry and trigonometry and all that, and when he goes in the examination hall, he forgets about everything. What will be the result? So he had learned it. At that time he remembered it. But now when the time is there, he has to write in the answer book. He does not remember. So this retentivity, we must practice. to retain what Baba has said. Baba is giving knowledge. Daily we listen to Murlis. But if we do not retain that knowledge of the Murli and do not make use of those points of Murli at proper times when we really need them, then we fail in the spiritual efforts. So this is how it comes by practice. You can, improve this quality of retention. And what is yoga? Yoga is retention. You retain your mind on Shiv Baba. You retain the thought that you are knowledgeful, peaceful, blissful, child of the blissful father, the peaceful father. You hold on to that thought. You don't allow that thought to slip from your memory. You keep on to it. So, this thing is very essential. If we improve this, then the points of knowledge, the points of yoga, the points of divine qualities, they can be very helpful to us when we need them. Then we make progress. Then again, there are certain sanskaras which really are a problem for us. Now, let me give an example. If a thorn has gone into the flesh of a person, if we now want to push that thorn out, to take that thorn out, we will have to put something like a needle in and drive that fork out, that thorn out. And we will have to take it a little more farther, more deeper than the thorn is, you see. Now we have sanskaras of anger, of greed, of sex lust, of jealousy, of hatred, of vengeance, of all these. These are like thorns in the soul. Knowledge is like the needle. If you want to take these thorns out of the soul, then the knowledge of the needle of the knowledge has to go deeper than these, so that it can take them, the whole of it. Not that it gets broken, I take part of it out, and some part of it is left, that will become septic. You see. So, I have to take this completely out. And in order to take that completely out, my needle should go deep inside. And in order that it may go deep inside, it has not only to go deep or farther inside, but deeper or farther than the thorn. So, what should be done? Now, one of our main problem is ego. Ego is a big problem, you see. So, our spirit of self-surrender, our self-surrender should go deeper than ego. Otherwise, you can't take ego out. There is no way of completely eradicating ego, getting freedom from it, except by self-surrender. Surrender your intellect, your everything to Baba. Baba, it is yours. And then you will have complete humility. You will be free from ego. So, surrender should go deeper than ego. And dedication should go deeper than attachment, you see. We have attachment to our body, parents to their children, man to the money, his property, his real estates, whatever he has. Everyone has got attachment to something or the other. So that means our dedication is not complete. If our dedication is complete, then only we can become Nashto Moha. Completely away from, above from attachment. Then, concentration. That concentration has to go deeper than our vagrancy. Our mind runs this way, that way and the other way. And our concentration has to be so deep, more deep, so that our mind cannot run away in all the directions. And control, holding on our mind. Control should go deeper than our waywardness. We should be able to control. And our purity, not merely purity, but our purity should be deeper than our impurity, you see. Otherwise, the complete impurity cannot be removed. Little bit of impurity will be left if our purity is not deep. And our goodwill has to be deeper than ill will. Every person has ill will with somebody or the other, displeased with somebody, offended with somebody, not happy with someone, you see. Not good relations, harmonious or cordial relations with all. And if we think good of everyone, Baba says this is the basic in every spiritual path. This is the basic. Think good of everyone. Bless everyone. Pray for everyone, you see. And our relationships also have to have deeper love. Therefore, Baba says, my sikhi ladde bache, my beloved, most beloved children. And we say our most beloved father. So our love, we should be saturated with our love. Love everyone. Love profoundly. Not simply, but love should be for everyone. Whatsoever one's nationality, our ways of thinking, our lifestyle, our beliefs, we must have love for everyone. And that should be deep love based on the soul, that we are all children of God. It is a family. We are sisters and brothers. So, this kind of deep love, we can have this. And another thing is that we must have responsibility. We must attain some responsibility. Without responsibility, transformation, complete transformation cannot come. Our development cannot be complete. We cannot move towards perfection. When you take some responsibility, when you become instrument for Baba's service, and somehow or the other, you devote yourself to some task, take some assignment, then you will find that sense of responsibility makes you to make new plans, to think of how to do service, how to do it in the best way. So your intellect begins to do positive thinking. Your body begins to be devoted to positive work. So this responsibility, many kinds of responsibility. Without responsibility, a person cannot improve. They say you can take a horse to water, but you cannot make it drink. You may give so many classes to a person, but if the person does not take any responsibility of himself, you can't lead him anywhere. Ultimately, he has to take the responsibility. Responsibility of the self, that is the first responsibility, to change. If a person does not want to change, God cannot change him. Brahma Baba also cannot change him. He has first to take little bit of responsibility. God can help. He can give him spiritual cooperation, advice, you see. But if he does not take any responsibility of himself, he says, you do it, you see, then it would not work. Because the law of karma says, as you sow, so shall you reap. So he has to get the benefit in golden age. Therefore, he has to change. And he can change only when he takes the responsibility. So first is the responsibility to myself. Then is the responsibility to yajna, to the institution, to the world service, to the whole world. Baba says that not only responsibility of ourselves, but we have to purify even the five elements of matter. That is also our responsibility. We don't think it is our responsibility, therefore our efforts are slack. So this should be our responsibility. Responsibility in the divine family, responsibility towards the center, you see. The more you become responsible, the more quick is your transformation and better the development of the self. This is very essential for our rapid progress. Then there are, as I said, certain sanskaras which are the hurdle in our way. Now, some people have been asking, when we practice meditation, get spiritual knowledge, pay attention to inculcation of divine virtues in us, do we completely get rid of the vices, all the negativities? How is it that again in the copper age, these come back, you see. Now at this point of time, during the Sangam Yoga, we make full efforts to eradicate all these negative forces in our mind. So are we able to get complete freedom from them? Do they completely disappear, or a little bit of them remains so that they come back again? Is it that we curb them, suppress them, somewhere hide them, but they are there? Something other comes on the surface and they go deep down so that they come back again. You see, it is not that. What happens is that our sanskaras change, you see. They change. Nothing comes out of nothing. Things comes out of things, you see. Anything which does not exist cannot come into existence. A thing exists, we may be aware of it or we may not be aware of it. It may be in a different form. That is why it comes. Otherwise, where from it comes? If it had completely vanished, completely destroyed, how can it come? You see. So, also the scientists say, the physicists, that matter is indestructible. Otherwise, where from all that matter came? You see. These basic elements have always been there. They only change the forms, you see. And the soul is also indestructible. It is immortal. It is eternal. Only the body dies. And when we say the body dies, it means that it splits up, breaks up into parts, and the elements mix into the elements. But then again, these can form, appear in a different form. They are there in a different invisible form, or maybe in some visible form, though not in the form of the body, but they do exist. Now what about these sanskaras? These sanskaras are changed. Take for example anger, you know. Now, or hatred. Because anger comes after hatred. First you hate, then anger comes. If you don't remove the hatred, you can't completely destroy anger. Anger will come. And if you don't destroy the desires, anger will come. Because it is the desires which remain unfulfilled. And if someone puts obstacles in our way, in the way of fulfillment of desires, we become angry at that man, you see. So anger comes when our desires are not fulfilled. All these things. Now, what happens is that we transform, we sublimate, we redirect all our these tendencies. These are our basic tendencies, you see. Our tendencies become divine. They can also become demoniacal. Now, how they become divine? Baba says that this world has become bad, you see. So you should have vairagya. What is vairagya? You know, dispassion, distaste for this world. How you develop the distaste or dispassion for this world, the vairagya for this world? A little bit of feeling is there. This is bad, you see. You can't call it hatred, as we know today. It is not in that form, you see. But the basic thing is like and dislike. If you dislike a thing, this dislike, if you dislike it very strongly, it becomes hatred, you see. What is hatred? Hatred is disliking something very strongly, you see, very vehemently, very forcefully. When you abhor something, you are totally against that thing, then you hate it, you see. But it is, the first thing is like, dislike. Therefore, Baba says, first of all you say, I like to eat this, I like to eat this, I like to wear this kind of dress, I like to see good things of life, and so on, so on. Then these likes, later on, change into attachments, you see. And similarly, when you dislike something, dislike it more and more, then you begin to hate it. You see, how can you bring the transformation? So, I have just given little hints, how these negative traits can be changed, how these sanskaras can be changed. These tendencies can be changed. Because it becomes a tendency. First of all, you have like and dislike. Once, just all of a sudden you have it. Then it becomes a tendency, you see. Then these tendencies develop into attitudes, you see. And then it becomes more and more strong. It affects your way of thinking. So you have to change these sanskaras. Then only you can change your attitudes, tendencies and ways of thinking. Otherwise, there will always be a split personality. By split personality I mean, there will always be two eyes. One eye, you see, eye which is used for soul, self. I think I should do it. I like to do it. And then the other thought in my mind is, but I think I should not do it. You see, two kinds of thoughts, as if there are two persons in this body, you see. One says it is good, the other says, but the result is bad, therefore it is not good, you see. Two voices are there, confronting each other. They have a conflict. It is inner conflict, a war which is going on in the minds of men, you see, which makes them two persons in one, you see. So we sometimes say that the sense organs are like the horses. You know, outside Om Shanti Bhavan also there is a model. The sense organs are eye, ear, nose, they have been shown. These are like the organs, horses. These are the horses. And the soul is the rider, the driver, you see, the coachman. You can say. But as the soul has been shown riding the horses, the sanskaras ride upon the soul. Actually, there is another rider over this rider. The soul is riding the sense organs, but the sanskaras are riding, they are sitting on the head or on the shoulders of the soul. You see. Actually, they are driving. The sanskaras are driving the soul. And then the soul is driving the sense organs. Because the sanskaras during the last 63 lives have become so strong, they take us into a wrong direction. They ask us to do this and to do that. And man is not real man today. You can't know him. In Satyug, you can know every man. Because inside or outside, he is the same person. What he says, he thinks. What he thinks, he says. But now in this age, at the end of Kali Yuga, he may say something, do another thing, you see. Speak another thing. He is wearing masks, so to say. You know, like actors using masks, playing different roles. He may say, I did this good thing, that good thing, I am a charitable person who gives so much help to the poor people. But the motive behind it may be to gain name and fame. He is spending money on his own advertisement, so to say. So there is another man behind it, what he is saying. And some person discovers that we told lie. And we say, did I? I don't think. But I had not told you this. I told you the other thing, you see. What is happening in America, for example, about Clinton, that he had asked certain persons to tell lies, you see, trying to defend himself through his advocates, whether he spoke lies or he did not ask anybody to do lie, to tell lies on his behalf. Different thoughts, different actions, because of sanskaras. So that we may not create a bad impression upon others, then we want to clarify, you see, give reasons and try to make clear, it is not like this. We are good persons. We did not do this bad thing. Actually, we did bad thing, we thought bad things, but in order to prove it to others that we did not do it, we adopt so many ways, you see. It is all because of our sanskaras. And if we don't change our sanskaras, the soul will not become purified, you see. And that is the main problem of transformation. How can we become angels? How can we have subtle state? How can we have that state of having withdrawn from the body and floating and flying, you see, without getting rid of this burden of past sanskaras, which is very essential. And I said this is possible by sublimating them, redirecting them, using them in a different direction. Then only our attitude and other things would also get changed. Now take for example fear. Every person has a little bit of fear, you see. Many things are done under this fear. Telling lies, for example, also is under fear that I will get a bad name. My name in history books will go as a bad man, you see. I am afraid of it. So I am prepared to spend money, do everything to save, to protect my name and fame and do other things. You see, now this fear is there. How to eradicate it completely? You have to transform it, to sublimate it, to redirect it. Baba says, be afraid of Dharmaraj, you see. And that you will get very severe punishments at the end of this age because of your karmic account. If you don't try to settle it, to get rid of it by means of practicing meditation, then in the end, what will be its result? Baba has told us. So if you have a fear, have this kind of fear, rather than that kind of fear, that I will lose my impression, you see, to get a better image. And then, if you have a worry, anxiety, every person has some kind of a worry or anxiety, you see, anxiety neurosis. Now if I think that by not making sincere efforts in this fag end of Iron Age, just when the Diamond Age is coming to its end and Golden Age is to dawn, then for the next 21 lives, 2500 years, I'll be losing my better future. I will not be able to have a bright future if I do not make my sincere efforts now. Have this kind of fear. I don't call it fear because it is not like the fear we have today. Our feeling of fear in this age is different. But you can say it is akin to that. You can say, not fear, but anxiety, you know. We should not have anxiety. But this kind of carefulness, you see, feeling concern, better it would be to call it concern rather than anxiety, you see. But it is transformation. This will bring transformation. Shame. Everyone has sense of shame. If we have self-respect, if we become gentlemen, if we want to behave in a polite and courteous manner, in a graceful fashion, it is because we have a sense of shame. Because we think that if our actions are not good, we become ashamed of our actions. People will laugh at us. They will make odd comments on us. So, we have a sense of shame. This shame can be good. This shame can be bad. Now, I can have the shame in this sense, rather than think, what will my Laukik family say, my neighbors say, the colleagues at my workplace say, if I tell them that I have become vegetarian, that I have given up alcoholic drinks, that I no more go to movies, that now I practice celibacy, that I now practice meditation, and so on, they will say, you have gone, you see. Something happened to you, go to a psychiatrist, you see. They will suggest. So I am afraid that I will have to cut a sorry figure, I am ashamed of it. Now Baba says, transfer this, transform this, sublimate this. If I don't do this, what will my divine family say? Brahmin family say. This family of Baba, this new family, which will be in the new world, the golden age world order, who are becoming divine, purified, spiritualized, you see. What will they say if I begin to drink? If I take this rubbish, rather than, you see, the right type of food, the vegetarian diet and all that, you see. So, this shame should be transformed in this way. Similarly, anxiety I had earlier mentioned. I should have this kind of a concern. I said it would be better not to call it anxiety, but concern, you see. Care, you can say, about my karmic account, that for 63 lives, for such a long period as 2500 years, all this period I have been body conscious. Just imagine how long a period it has been. And I cannot make a complete assessment of what wrong actions I have been doing, you see. So how much karmic account I have accumulated? I should now have the concern, the care. I said discard this word anxiety. So you will have no anxiety if you transform it like this. That now by means of yoga practice, I should get rid of my karmic account, you see. So this should be our approach. Similarly about hatred, you see. Baba says you have no enemies. Only these five vices, these six vices are your enemies. So, we have to, get rid of them. And in order to get rid of them, not hatred, but dislike. As I said, like and dislike. So instead of hatred, now you better call it dislike. I should have dislike for Shudra life. Shudra life. I am a Brahmin. How can I have Shudra life? What does Shudra life mean? The Shudra life means the lowest form of life, which means doing all sorts of negative work, negative thinking, and demonical ways of living, the devilish qualities, which are the Shudra qualities. So I should have dislike for them. So this will enable me to get rid of hatred, you see. There is no other way to completely get rid of it. Similarly, anger. Now, anger. The highest form of anger is to kill. Therefore, a person who kills, who murders, is in some countries given the capital punishment. Hanged, you see. Or electrocuted in an electric chair. Somehow or the other. So what I should do is, you can say finish. The killing is finishing. Anger is for finishing, fight to the finish. So I should finish my past sanskaras, bad qualities, negativities. This is how I should transform my anger. Anger not on any other person, but on my own bad qualities. Not anger exactly in this sense, but finishing, you see, so that they disappear. Similarly, name and fame. We have desire for name and fame. Even when we do service, we don't do it with an attitude of complete detachment, just as perfect instruments of Baba. On the other hand, we may think that we will get name and fame, you see. Now we should think, for name and fame, getting rid of this habit, tendency, attitude of name and fame. That if I do some bad thing, I will get a bad name and fame. So I should not do any bad thing, you see. Then I will get bad name and fame. What will the divine family say if I become angry? They will say this person has been coming to knowledge for so many years. And still he has not been able to get rid of anger. I get a bad name. So instead of trying to have name and fame, win laurels, I should now try to avoid bad name and fame by doing good actions and giving up bad actions. Ambitiousness. Many persons are ambitious, you see. They have many expectations. They want everything for themselves. Ambitiousness. So if this is my trait, my sanskara of ambitiousness, then what I should do is, I should try to come in 108 or 16,108. There cannot be better ambition than this. If really you want to have ambitiousness, go and get this, you see. Greed. How to transform this? How to sublimate this? The greed should be for knowledge, you see. For study, for virtues, more and more divine qualities, more. Greed means having more and more, you see. More and more knowledge, more and more divine qualities. Do more and more service. More and more creativity, you see. So this is how greed can be changed. Dissatisfaction. Very often we are dissatisfied the way things are done by certain members of our divine family. Anyone at the center, anyone in yajna, by any sister or brother, you see. We are dissatisfied, you see. Now what should we do? If you want to get dissatisfied, if this is your habit, you see, if you can't give up this habit, as Baba said the other day, we always say, you see, mine. Baba gave example of the Russian tie, you know. Tie within tie, within tie, within tie. So Baba said that you think of, if you have really the habit of saying my, add this word Baba to it, always say my Baba, you see. So your habit will remain as you want, but it can be made better. Similarly, in order to get rid of dissatisfaction, have dissatisfaction in your own, against your own bad qualities. That you are not that dissatisfied with your own spiritual state. Rather than think I am dissatisfied with this person, that person and the other person. You see. So then you will never get satisfied. You can't sleep. You will always be injected, given some sleeping pills. Without that you will change sides in your bed. You see. Every day you will meet one person or the other with whom you are dissatisfied. So dissatisfied with our own spiritual state, then you can make better progress. What about jealousy? You see, if it is also a very common evil, which most of us have, jealousy, you see. Then Baba says, this is a race for golden age. Who comes first, second, third, fourth, fifth? Narayana the first, Narayana the second, Lakshmi the first, Lakshmi the second, you see. All this new dynasty is being established. And if therefore you have jealousy, have sweet jealousy. Baba has been saying sweet jealousy. You see. Meaty irsha, not irsha. Sweet jealousy, not bitter jealousy. I am not saying sweet jelly, sweet jealousy. Have sweet jealousy and enter into this race. Try to occupy the best position. Procreation. Some people saying that we should have had children, we should have had family. Otherwise, there is, you see, in the family, we are alone, they feel loneliness, you know, all this kind of thing. Procreation is the instinct, the inner desire, procreation. So Baba says, this process of establishing a new world, giving knowledge to new people, so that they become newly born, you see. Children of Baba, you procreate this. They are all your children. Whomsoever you give the knowledge, teach the meditation, put him on the path of divine qualities, he becomes a newly born. So they are divine children, you see. It is procreation. Therefore Baba is called creator, you see. Why he is called creator? He procreates. So you do also procreation. Instead of having two or three children, have 1,000 children. You see, if you solely there, just open center after center, give so much knowledge, you become the father of 2,000 children, doesn't matter. You see, that as a person moving on a road in a vehicle, just take note of the milestones on the way, and from that, he is able to know how many miles he has traveled, how many kilometers he has already covered, and how many kilometers he has still to go. So also, seeing our sanskaras, we should make an assessment of our spiritual stage. How much time has already been spent, and within that time how much distance we have covered, whether we are going towards our goal at the right speed, within the time which is left, will we be able to reach our goal? Baba has been saying the time left is very short. If we are going at this pace, if within 10 years we have not changed much, we have not been able to transform even 2 or 3 of our sanskaras, how much time it will take us to change our 30 sanskaras? We are not going to have so much, so long time, and therefore we should be quick to cover this distance. And then only we can realize the enormity of the task, how much we are supposed to do. Much of the time is required for our deep study, for practice of deep meditation, for our self-transformation, for having all these divine qualities. The knowledge is so high and the goal is so high that our efforts are not, they do not match to our goal. This is the general assessment, leaving certain persons who make all the sincere efforts. So Baba has been saying it very clearly in many murlis that the result is not quite satisfactory. According to drama, it is satisfactory. Baba is never dissatisfied. But as it should be, it requires more efforts on our part. And I will therefore, there are many things which I would have liked to say, but since the time is up, I want to end here. And with my apologies especially to the translators, whom I always give a hard task. Perhaps I speak so fastly that they find it difficult. Actually, I have never done this job of translating, but I can imagine